This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're here to take your calls. You dial in toll free and bring up anything that you might like at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen's here courtesy of ALP. Ellen, that's your radio show you do as a podcast only now. Although, are you live streaming it still?
We do live stream it on Ustream.
Okay, cool. And you're doing it every week with your co-host, Allie. And listeners can go and find it and past episodes, over a half a year's worth of shows.
Oh, almost a year, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes, we actually just did our 44th episode.
That is getting close.
I know.
All right, so go to ALPShow.com. You can download there. That's ALP Show. What was this week's topic, you recall?
This week we covered children's rights, and we actually had Carlos Morales of Truth Over Comfort on as a guest. And
children have rights? It seems like they are pretty much in a tough spot.
Right, and that's actually what the discussion was about. You know, like, how children should be treated, legally speaking, mm-hmm. what rights they do have as human beings. You know, are they able to make decisions for themselves?
Sounds like an interesting conversation, and you guys always get into depth on one topic, basically, every single week.
Yep.
So, very cool. Go and check it out at ALPShow.com as we go to Dave in Utah. Dave, you're listening to KZNU. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, you were talking about that asset forfeiture thing.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I remember back in the early 90s, that was a very, very big thing along the Interstate 10 corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the southern states, I mean, supported their police departments doing that. But there was a civil uprising over that back in the 90s. And that's what calmed it down. Because it had gotten very carried away in the early 90s.
You feel like it's calmed down?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they used to be stopping 20 and 30 cars a day in Louisiana and doing that. Alabama.
Just taking people's cars.
Yep.
Wow.
So what was the civil uprising that you're talking about?
Well, actually, if I remember correctly, I may be a little off, but I believe that one of the CBS evening news shows did a big report on what was going on, and the public actually got very upset over it. And so other than a lot of the smaller towns and police departments along I-10, most of the larger police departments stopped that practice. And some of the small towns kept it up for a while and still do today, I presume. But it was really big.
Thanks for the perspective on that. That's interesting. I wonder if it's just something that happened in your area or in Louisiana.
I was living in California at the time. I just remember it going on, and I remember a lot of publicity about it. So,
well, I hope you're right and that's what's happened rather than maybe it just becoming so commonplace that people are acclimated to it at this point. I'd be interested in seeing the numbers. You know, what was it like in 1990s versus today?
And I'm sure some research could show that, but I do believe that it's a lot less than it was prevalent in the early 90s. Hmm.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, Dave. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Appreciate hearing from you. Right. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, a disturbing story out of California about a college sex agreement, meaning that you would have to have an agreement with another person before having sex with them. Daryl will give us that story. And also from copblock.org, since we're talking about the police, this fits in here from Greg Young out of Melbourne, Florida.
Before you get into that, I want to sort of agree with Dave. Maybe the civil asset forfeiture is not as prevalent as it was. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're doing these other tricks that you were talking about, Ian, saying, you know, if you sign away your car, then we won't press charges. If you give us your property,
not asset forfeiture.
That's not asset forfeiture, so it doesn't go on the books as asset forfeiture.
Good point. So, and but I don't know how often that goes on, Daryl. I know it happened in Bradenton, Florida. I don't know if that's something that is commonplace.
I don't know. I've lived in several cities across the country, and in most of them, I have seen police cars with the wording, "This car was seized from a drug dealer."
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
so
that's
we know that it happens.
Right, that's standard asset forfeiture. What you were talking about is definitely not standard.
The civil asset forfeiture. I know it happens because I get the emails from Downsize DC all the time to where they cite numerous cases all the time of it happening.
Right. And I don't know if you guys remember this story from earlier. I think it was last year. But Gary Chase, who lives in Winchester, who had all of his property taken away, I don't know if that was something similar where he was violating a town ordinance and they just took and sold all of his property.
I guess that's forfeiture, sure. Yeah, I mean, that's similar.
They told him he was violating the zoning ordinance of having stuff on his property.
Yeah, and they did go in and they stole that stuff. You can go to freekeen.com if you want to learn more about that story. Just type in Gary Chase and a couple of videos will come up. Poor guy, he's really been screwed pretty hard by the town. So, back to the cop block story here, or to the cop block story. Interesting details about the police. We've talked in a number of times on Free Talk Live about how it is that police have no obligation to protect you. They have no obligation to protect you. They have no obligation to even show up. They have no obligation to return your phone calls. They have no obligation to you whatsoever. Anything they do for you, or anything they appear to do for you, is simply because they want to look good. They want to have PR, or maybe they just want to arrest you. But if they actually are doing something helpful, then that's not because they're obligated to. It's because, you know, you might have found a nice cop or something like that.
Right. They're not, like, legally obligated to put themselves in harm's way in order to save you. So they're not really out there to protect people. They wait until the situation is calmed down, and then
so
they'll
true.
Come out and
officer
and
safety comes first.
Exactly.
With the police. So,
well, they have families to go home to, Ian.
Couldn't take any risks on the job for anyone else.
They have families.
Well, they want you at the same time to believe that they are protecting you. So they have this balancing act where they have to make it look like they're doing something to protect you or protect people in general. But on the other hand, they really just want to protect themselves. And
right, and they're not necessarily incentivized to protect people. I mean, they're more incentivized to stay alive and, you know, keep out of situations that are really, you know,
sure.
dangerous.
Who wants to go and face a mad gunman when you can just go and bust a pothead?
Right.
Still get an arrest.
They're not. It doesn't seem like they're super concerned with protecting citizens. They're more so concerned with, like, protecting themselves.
Just a little while ago, according to Greg Young's post at copblock.org, there was a video going around that showed an officer being beaten by a citizen in a fight. The police chief said he was disappointed and surprised that people stood by and let it happen. On the other hand, the video of the guy who was seriously injured that stopped a knife-wielding mass murderer on the New York City subway while the cops stood behind a closed door and watched also went viral. The NYPD said to remember that the Supreme Court ruled in 1980 and reaffirmed since then, multiple times by the way, that police do not have a constitutional responsibility to protect a citizen from harm. Police have no legal duty to respond, to prevent crime, or to protect the victim. There have been over 10 various Supreme and state court cases, and the individual has never won. Notably, the Supreme Court stated about the responsibility of police for the security of your family and loved ones the following, quote, "You and only you are responsible for your security and the security of your family and loved ones," unquote. That was the essence of a U.S. Supreme Court decision in the early 80s when they ruled that police do not have a duty to protect you as an individual, but to protect society as a whole, which is a translation to mean that they protect themselves, they protect the politicians and political class.
They protect the laws.
So I've got an idea. We sue the police, not in regular court, but through the Fair Trade Commission for false advertising, because pretty much every police department across the country has as their motto to serve and protect.
Right,
they are doing
vague.
Neither, therefore they are falsely advertising.
You are incorrect, sir. They are serving and protecting their masters in the legislature.
Yeah, they're serving and protecting the laws that are out there, and they're enforcing those laws.
As Ellen pointed out, it's a vague statement, but it's not false if they are serving and protecting someone. It's just not you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They're serving and they're protecting their masters, and you are not one of them, nor am I, nor is anyone listening for the most part, unless you work for the government class or work for the ruling class. Then you have some level of protection and service by the police. We'll come up here. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available, but hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 and join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share on the site, freetalklive.com. One of the features is free coffee for you. You get a free pound of the best coffee from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. All you have to do is pay the cost of shipping. The pound itself is free. What do you do to get it? You go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something special that the other coffee producers just aren't interested in, it seems. BuzzBox has set up a co-op and is a program that allows people to buy into that co-op around the world. Plus, they've teamed up with World Vision to give microloans to folks and make better lives, help them make better lives for themselves, start businesses, expand their existing business, that kind of thing. What we want to do is we want to find Free Talk Live listeners like you who might love coffee. Want to try out coffee.freetalklive.com, get that free pound, get started with their auto ship program, which, by the way, you can cancel at any time. You just pay the shipping cost, you get that free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. And every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com funds one microloan for somebody in a tough part of the world to live in, trying to make a better life for themselves. So you get great coffee, and people get another chance at being a success all around the world. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Go get your free pound. Just pay the shipping cost, and you can do it now at coffee.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the no obligation to protect. It's an issue that has come up a number of times in the past here on Free Talk Live, and I think that's because it's a really important, like, shocking, kind of iconoclastic thing. If you listen to the government agents, they sure do make it sound like they're going to protect you. And George Bush and Barack Obama are two individuals who I can specifically remember saying things like, it's my job to protect the American people. And maybe there's your lawsuit, Daryl. The police say protect and serve, but they just don't tell you who they're protecting and serving. The head of the executive branch, I have heard presidents make the claim that it's their job to protect the American people.
Well, see, more often I've heard the statement that it's their job to protect the interests of the United States people. Mm. And they could claim that that's pretty much anything because, you know, who is the United States? Those interests lie?
We have to put everybody in jail and then we'll be safe.
Finally. Padded cells. So there's an interesting contrast to this. The fact that the government, Supreme Court, state courts have ruled over and over again, there's no obligation for them to protect you. Not only is there no obligation to protect, but I believe the no obligation thing goes further in that there's no obligation to provide any service. So even though they obligate you to pay for their services, they are not in turn obligated to provide you with their services as
right.
well.
And it's very sad that you hear stories like this sometimes, stories about people living in Detroit. Like, there was an article that I read not too long ago where this man was living across the street from a dangerous, like, drug dealing house, and there was gunshots fired, and the police just never showed up. They're like, oh, just stay inside, you'll be fine. And yeah, this right. happens all the time. Like, if police are called, sometimes they don't show up for a while, or they don't send proper assistance.
You can file a complaint, and that's it. That's all you can do about it. So, interesting contrast here. They got the articles from copblock.org. He says, this got me to thinking about the legal reasoning behind a citizen not helping when asked by a cop. It seems that here in Florida, it's a crime not to assist with an arrest or the capture of an escaped prisoner. That's right. You can go to jail for not jumping into the fray if a law officer asks you for help. So, they're not obligated to help you. But you, at least if you live in Florida, and there may be legislation like this in a bunch of other states, who knows? There's a lot of boilerplate legislation out there that's just copied around. In Florida, at the very least, Section 843.04, refusing to assist prison officers in arresting escaped convicts. Number one, all prison officers and correctional officers shall immediately arrest any convict held under the provisions of law who may have escaped. Any such officer or guard may call upon the sheriff or other officer of the state or of any county or municipal corporation or any citizen to make search and arrest such convict.
See, this reminds me of the word hostage. just because if you're just standing there and there's some altercation happening across the street and the police officer is like, you go over there and try to defuse the situation, right? Because, like, I can't. I have to be around to serve and protect the rest of the people around here.
I've got a family to go home to. Hey.
Ellen, there's a madman over there holding children at gunpoint. You're going to need to go help out. Nice. We'll cover you.
You know what this actually reminds me of? And I know that I'm going to anger some people when I say this. It reminds me of the Fugitive Slave Acts, and the only state that said we will not enforce it was Wisconsin. Where what the fugitive, you look confused. The Fugitive Slave Acts were the laws that said that if there is an escaped slave, you must
help,
not you can, not you probably should if you're able to, you must help capture the fugitive slave and return him to his master.
You said Wisconsin was the only state that did not enforce that?
Wisconsin.
Meaning they had the law on the books, but they wouldn't enforce
it. It was a federal law.
Oh, okay.
A federal law.
I didn't realize
that. The state of Wisconsin passed a law saying we will not enforce this.
Wow. Nullified.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld that law, saying that no, nobody in this state shall be compelled to comply with the Federal Fugitive Slave Act.
That's a great nullification story.
That's pretty impressive. But is it that surprising that they would make it a law that people have to help comply with officers and law? Like, of course they're going to want all the help that they can get. And if you can get, like, children to tell on their parents or, you know, just bystanders randomly, they'll call the police on somebody who's, you know, maybe smoking pot in public. You know, it's just things like that. People are led to believe that they have this duty to help out officers. And I guess now it's legally enforceable, which to me is just crazy because it's the worst kind of Stockholm syndrome, I guess. Not only do you accept the fact that your life is being controlled, but you also allow direct control over your actions.
Yeah, you become a tool of the state. By the way, it's a misdemeanor if you refuse. Any citizen refusing to assist shall be guilty of a misdemeanor in the first degree, which usually means up to a year in jail in most places.
At least it's not a felony.
Add to that Section 843.06 in Florida, neglect or refusal to aid peace officers. Quote, whoever being required in the name of the state by any officer of the Florida Highway Patrol, police officer, beverage enforcement agent, or watchman, neglects or refuses to assist him or her in the execution of his or her office in a criminal case, or in the preservation of the peace, or in the apprehending and securing of any person for a breach of the peace, or in the case of the rescue or escape of a person arrested upon civil process, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor of the second degree.
The beverage control people can tell you what to do.
Beverage control? What are you talking about? Like, are you talking about soda pop or alcohol?
That would be the alcohol.
It's probably like the liquor enforcement people, but still, the beverage control.
Now, they don't actually quote the full section here, so I'm going to look a little bit further at this, because the first one does specify that it applies to citizens. I'd like to see if the other one applies to citizens as well.
The other one says any person,
it
right?
It says whoever being required in the name of any of the state shall assist.
Whoever, that could be everybody.
All right, we'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I wonder if an officer asks you to help and then you screw it up, do you get qualified immunity?
No.
More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Here you may take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some places you might be obligated to help the police if they ask you, and if you don't, misdemeanor charges. At least that's how it is in Florida, apparently. You can share your thoughts. Also, the police have no obligation to help you, so if you're in trouble and they don't show up, too bad. Can't sue them. They can't be held responsible in any way, shape, or form. So we've got other things to talk about here tonight. Of course, your calls welcome at 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Still to come, the college sex agreement law that is currently working its way through the system in California. Daryl has that. It's very disturbing. First, we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Oh, want to also tell you about freedomsphoenix.com. Every day at freedomsphoenix.com, you uncover the secrets and expose the lies. That's what they are giving you over at freedomsphoenix.com. It's the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Check out freedomsphoenix.com as we go to, I believe we've got Steve in Massachusetts. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Wow, how you doing, guys?
Great, Steve. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Good, good. I live in a building here in Brockton, Massachusetts, and okay. we got a drug dealer problem here. And okay. I've called the police. I talked to the landlord about the place. And nobody seems to want to do anything about it.
Well, now, what's the problem? I mean, a drug dealer by themselves isn't harming anyone. They're just doing business.
You know, we've had a couple of apartments kicked in. And,
so the addicts are causing problems then. They're stealing.
I know, yes.
Yeah.
So this drug dealer is actually drawing the attention of people who are potentially going to cause damage to your area.
I've been living here for 12 years, and the last 4 years, it's gone downhill. And I've asked the landlord for help, and he says, it's not my problem, it's your problem.
He's probably a customer from the dealers.
What about other forms of defense that you could purchase, like just in stores, like, security cameras or like extra locks or something like that?
Or maybe even a
private protection agency?
I've talked to the guy about it, and he doesn't want to do it.
He doesn't want to let you put a second lock on the door or anything like that?
Oh, I have two locks on my door.
Yeah.
I'm a storm veteran. Okay? I got bayonets. I got to sleep with a knife next to my bed.
Wow.
Okay? That's not right. I've been here 12 years. The last 4 years, it's been out of control.
Is it been the same manager the last 12 years, or is it a new guy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so things have really gone downhill. And you're saying the police won't even respond.
No, the police, I know a woman on the police department. She tells me, you got to make a decision. You either want to stay there and put up with it, or you got to leave.
Mm.
Why do I have to leave?
Right, why are they refusing to do anything about the situation?
I have no idea.
Well, you know, where I come from, one of the sheriffs is known as one of the biggest drug dealers in the area, and it's not unsurprising to find out that the sheriff has certain approved dealers that operate in town, and if you're not one of the approved dealers, you'll get arrested, but if you're an approved dealer, then you won't be touched. So there's a chance that there's some level of corruption going on here where maybe the police are already well aware that there are drugs being sold out of that property, and because there's some sort of agreement that they won't touch the guy.
I was already asked to take down license plate numbers and stuff like that, different people.
By whom?
You know,
who asked you that?
I stayed outside and did my thing, and I sent it to them, and nothing was ever done.
Mm.
Nothing.
Well, once again, I mean, it's more proof, right? Like, they have no obligation. You're screwed. You're going
to
have to move. Yeah.
I have to move?
Pretty much.
I'm on disability. I don't have the money to move.
I don't know what to tell you, man. If it's a bad place to live, then you better find the money or somehow scrimp and save to where you can put it forward. I don't know what else to tell you. Any other suggestions for Steve?
So even
I have no suggestions, but I do want to point out that, you know, this is just one more example of the sort of thing that is inherent in the black market, whereas if people could go down to, you know, a corner store, go to CVS or Walgreens and purchase their cannabis openly, then
these aren't likely cannabis buyers. We're probably talking about heroin addicts and meth heads.
This is all crack and heroin.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. So I hope you're not putting yourself in any, like, personal danger here, but what if you were to call the police, like, as something was happening? Would they still refuse to come if you're like, there's an emergency, someone's breaking in?
I've called them before when a drug deal was going down. It took them a half hour to get here.
The same thing's true, though, Daryl, about the hard drugs. If they were selling heroin at Walmart.
But the reason I mentioned cannabis is because generally the people that sell the cannabis are selling other things as well.
Sometimes. Steve, thanks for your call. Good luck out there. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And a perfect example of how they have no obligation to you. They don't have any obligation to show. It's not like Domino's or whatever the company was. Remember 30 minutes or it's free or whatever? Remember
that? Oh, yeah, and then they had to change that because several of their drivers got into vehicle accidents for driving fast to get there in less than 30 minutes.
Was it Domino's?
It was Domino's.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because it was some of the more rural locations to where, you know, their delivery zone, you know, might have been a little too large than, you know, what you could really deliver to in 30 minutes. And, yeah, they actually had some instances of people getting into pretty serious vehicle accidents.
Dave's in Utah.
They changed that.
Listening to KZNU. Hello, Dave.
Hi. You guys are pulling my chain tonight.
Dave, did you call anyway. Once earlier?
Yeah, I did.
I'm sorry. We have a one call per night rule, but go ahead and give us a call tomorrow night. Would really appreciate that. We got to make sure we get room for other folks in here. And thank you for the call, Dave. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's just one of the, we don't have a whole lot of rules on Free Talk Live, but one of them is one call per night. Because otherwise, if we just let the same person call back,
yeah,
then it becomes the Dave Show. And
right.
That's not the same.
Well, apparently we're pulling his chain tonight, so we're talking about something that's controversial enough to stir up someone's emotions.
Good. And I'm glad that, you know, Dave is still listening and still interested. And I do appreciate the input, though. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. What is happening in California, Daryl, with a proposal to ban sexual intercourse unless there's an agreement in place prior to it? Or is it any sexual contact?
It's sort of strange, because I actually read the text of the bill earlier tonight, and I'm still confused about exactly what it is that requires either explicit verbal or written consent. But there's an article here from Breitbart that says a newly amended bill from a California lawmaker would require college students to stop in the heat of passion and establish verbal or written consent before having sexual intercourse anywhere on a college campus within the state of California.
On a college campus.
The bill SB 967, which was amended last week by Senator Kevin De Leon from the Los Angeles area, would mandate that college students obtain, quote, an affirmative, unambiguous, and conscious decision by each participant to engage in mutually agreed upon sexual activity.
See, I thought that if you're, like, in the heat of passion, you're already, not verbally, but you're still giving your consent unless otherwise stated. Like,
well, apparently you're going to need to be verbally doing it now if you're on a college campus.
Right, and
but how are they going to prove this? Like, is there going to be some sort of, like, verbal contract where, you know, you have to have a witness or you have to sign a piece of paper?
So the article continues, and I do have the text of the bill.
But this is just a proposal, right? Like, it hasn't even passed anything at this point.
It's a proposal for now, but, you know,
I always hesitate to bring those stories.
That it opens up.
Yeah. We can explore it a little bit further, but I always have a hesitation to bring stories like that to the table because a lot of them just die and they don't go anywhere. So there's all
kinds of... There's a good reason they introduced it.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll find that out here in a moment. Good tease. 855-450-FREE. Take control here at Free Talk Live. Oh, and you can join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. There's more coming up.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control here toll free. Just dial to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website. You can just go and visit us there and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at freetalklive.com. And Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac are killing the mortgage industry. But the Mortgage Minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, has found some ways around these rules and organizations. Private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things look good. Stated income loans are back. These were truly less trouble than traditional mortgages. You state your income, truthfully, obviously, and they get you a loan. Rates are great, and it's never been easier to get a loan. If you need to refinance or get cash out, call the Mortgage Minute Guy at 1-866-288-0088 or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 1-866-288-0088. As we continue here, a disturbing proposal in California has come out to require what sounds to me like a sex contract prior to having sexual activity with another individual on a college campus.
Yes.
And I presume the reason for this is because there are some instances of rape, date rape and things like that, and or, you know, rape at like a college party and things
people
like that.
People that are too drunk to consent, and then the next morning they realized, oh, I did something I didn't want to.
And so we need legislation to solve this problem, right? Teenagers and young people in their early 20s obviously can't handle themselves, and they need to have mommy government step in here.
Right, but I think there's a difference between, like, getting drunk and sleeping with somebody and then waking up in the morning and realizing, oh, wow, I really shouldn't have done that. That was a huge mistake. And then, you know, actually, like, being passed out on the floor and somebody rapes you. Like, that is not giving consent. Like, I think that implied consent is, you know, something to take into consideration here. I'm not quite sure how they would enforce the verbal consent unless it was, like, recorded or there's a witness.
Yeah, I find that really strange. Like, somebody just claims they've given verbal consent. Isn't that good enough to claim that you've had verbal consent?
Right, but if you're, like, actively pursuing the relationship, I think that in itself is enough to be considered consent.
Well, I think you kind of brushed aside rape, one kind of rape, Ellen, and maybe I misunderstood what you said there a moment ago. You said, like, being on the floor versus waking up with somebody you didn't want to wake up with. I mean, we actually talked about this on, I think it was a Saturday night show, Mark and I, a couple of weeks ago, the idea about how if you wake up and somebody is having sex with you and you were in bed with that person, presumably from the night before, but you don't remember going to bed with that person, is that rape?
Well, if you weren't pursuing the relationship, if you didn't, like, give your consent in some way, like,
can
through action or through
words. While in an inebriated state?
That's a good question. I don't think if you were given roofies, probably not.
You've definitely got impaired judgment.
Yeah.
So I don't really think that you can.
How many drinks do you have to have before you can't consent anymore? Is it the legal limit, 0.08? Can you not decide after 0.08 legally whether or not to have sex with someone?
See, I think even if you do make that decision, even if it is a bad decision, it's still yours. And, like, a lack of judgment on your
part. Or the
yes.
decision to go to bed with somebody?
Yes, both.
Okay.
It's one of those sort of, you know, like, it's a line that once it's crossed, you know that it's crossed.
Yeah.
But, you know, where that line is for each individual person is not going to be the same. Because I used to work as hospital security, and there was somebody that came in with a blood alcohol of 0.47.
Whoa! How's that person
she
alive?
Was standing up and talking.
Amazing.
She must have been a really heavy drinker
yeah,
for a long time.
Yeah, she was. And it took her about 40-some-odd hours to wind up having her blood alcohol level go down to a level at which she could actually be seen by a doctor in order to
wow.
get a, you know, actual
You're too drunk. We
evaluation.
Can't, we can't evaluate you.
Right. Well, because it's going to throw everything off.
It's
going to
break the meter.
You know, it's going to throw all of the results off. But, of course, they were doing the thing of checking on blood pressure and other things, keeping up vitals, but they couldn't actually do the examinations on her until the blood alcohol went below 0.08. But, you know, like I said, at 0.47, she was standing up and talking. So her level of
totally
how drunk
different.
She would have
yeah.
to be to not be able to give consent is going to be totally different
right.
than mine or yours or Ellen's.
So what's the motivation behind this law?
The article says that the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights last month released a list of 55 schools that are facing federal probes into their handling of sexual assault cases. The sponsor of the bill said that his bill is meant to confront sexual assault problems head on, saying, obviously, there's a problem. SB 967 will change the equation so the system is not stacked against survivors by establishing an affirmative consent policy to make it clear that only yes means yes. There is language in the bill that says consent must be ongoing throughout the encounter and can be revoked at any time. The existence of a dating relationship between the persons involved or the fact of past sexual relations between them should never by itself be assumed to be an indicator of consent.
Right, which I agree with, but I don't think that you can strictly control this based on legislation. Like, there's a lot of cases out there in which women, you know, consent to having sex with somebody and then afterwards claim it was rape just because
That's
they
scary.
Don't want to be humiliated
right.
or something. So there's always that catch, and I think that there needs to be a little bit more, you know, evidence and looking into the situation before they just say, like, oh, it was rape because she didn't specifically say yes.
Well, right, so if the law is saying, the proposed law,
yes.
If it's saying that the consent must be there continuously throughout the encounter, then it really wouldn't do any good to get a signed agreement, would it? Because if you got a signed
right,
agreement,
you can break a contract at any time.
But if the two people had a signed agreement and then later on one of them changes their mind. Let's say they did go through with it after that and no one said no during the actual sex.
Right.
But then if later one of the participants says, Ellen raped me and says, you know, I didn't consent. I told her no in the middle of that. And then at that point, does that invalidate the fact that they had a signed agreement prior to that?
How about this? How about we give everyone little buttons and they have to hold it down for as long as they have consent? If they let go of the button, they give up their consent and you have to stop immediately.
Well, and then the real issue that I take with this is the statement that, you know, there are certain things that should never be assumed as an indicator of consent. And they're meaning express consent, not implied consent. Because I know people and have dated people like this of, whenever you want me, you can have me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can initiate whenever you want.
Right. Then
that's implied consent. That's not express consent before each encounter.
Right. The difference there would be that an implied consent would be that if you are feeling the person up, they don't stop you. That implicates that it's okay to keep going.
Right. As long as they don't refuse, that's implying that you're okay with what's going on.
But what they're saying is you need express consent,
you need
which means
express consent.
Whoa. Before you touch me, it's okay. You can touch me now. I consent.
I consent to you touching me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what if, you know, let's say that you're in the middle of, you know, your thing and the woman says, stop for a second, you're on my hair.
Yeah.
Then do you have to stop the entire encounter and then get permission again before continuing?
Mm.
Because she did say stop.
Right.
Just for a second, though.
Right,
I mean,
but
after
the word
second.
Stop was still there. Okay, let's just stop, you're on my hair, and don't say how long to stop.
But
then
she outlined specific conditions, though.
Right.
But do you have to get permission, expressed permission again before continuing?
Are you ready to continue? Shall I
continue? Are you good to continue? Here, I need you to sign this form in duplicate,
you
Ellen.
Know, you just
one
need
copy
update.
For me, one copy for you.
Maybe the form could have multiple signature spaces on it where, like, you can notate the time and what's happening at that
moment. Right, have a stopwatch sitting next to you, like, start time, stop time.
You need two forms, and then you need the carbon paper in between, so that way both parties have a copy of
that's
the form.
What this is.
And
this
we need a third-party arbitrator just to make sure that all of this is legitimate.
Maybe you stumbled onto something there, Daryl. Maybe this is a plot to bring back carbon paper.
It could be.
I mean, because the carbon paper manufacturers are likely hurting right now since, you know, the various different technologies that have superseded it. But if the government can mandate that everybody needs to have a sex form on carbon paper, that could be a big deal, especially if they make this apply to everybody. Because right now this only applies to college campuses, people having sex on college campuses.
More likely they'd be using public forums.
So where is this going to expand? Hour number three is on the way, because government doesn't stay small. They always keep getting bigger and more intrusive. 855-450-FREE.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.